You're listening to an African Elements top news story for July 22, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. 5 years have passed since the murder of George Floyd, which sparked a movement for racial justice across the U.S. Millions protested against police brutality and systemic racism. This racial reckoning led to significant discussions about institutional racism and economic exclusion. Protests peaked on June 6, 2020, with 500,000 people in 550 cities, marking the largest street protest movement in U.S. history. Donations to the Black Lives Matter nonprofit surged, making it a global symbol for racial justice. However, this momentum faced backlash, termed whitelash, against racial justice efforts. By 2025, America entered a second Reconstruction era backlash, where even minor advancements faced strong opposition. Civil rights are being rolled back, challenging American equality. This backlash reflects a reemergence of resistance to demands for racial justice, historically present in America. The political climate, especially with the 2024 U.S. presidential election, is seen as a crisis for race relations. A significant part of this backlash involves dismantling racial justice initiatives, particularly diversity, equity, and inclusion (DEI) programs. On his first day in office, President Donald Trump ordered a purge of DEI programs across the government, marking a coordinated effort to reverse the racial justice agenda from 2020. Trump also declared that only two genders exist as official U.S. policy and signed executive orders to end DEI programs in the federal government, pressuring corporations to cease what he termed illegal DEI discrimination. The Trump administration has worked to undo civil rights policies, focusing the Department of Justice on anti-white racism. Anticipating Trump's return, many companies, including Walmart, began rolling back DEI initiatives. The national conversation shifted from structural racism to DEI, leading to a backlash against racial equity efforts. Several of Trump's DEI orders faced legal challenges, yet the U.S. Office of Personnel Management ordered federal agencies to place DEIA office employees on paid administrative leave. The backlash also includes efforts to rewrite American history, targeting Confederate monuments and downplaying systemic racism. Trump ordered a federal review of toppled Confederate monuments, framing removals as a concerted effort to rewrite our nation's history. This focus on monuments reflects deep divisions in America's understanding of its past. Legislative proposals related to racial justice have stalled in Congress, and politicians are sanitizing George Floyd's memory, erasing the urgency following his death. Under Trump's influence, a new Confederacy is rising, built on false memories and white grievance. This includes banning books, removing accurate history from curricula, and glorifying insurrection participants. Historical violence is repackaged as patriotism, while dissenters are labeled enemies of the state. The backlash is fueled by white grievance, a perceived loss among some white people, opposing the promise of equality. Trumpism thrives against the vision of American equality and is linked to white nationalism, threatening multiracial democracy. The Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, highlights the infrastructure of groups promoting white supremacy in the U.S., which strategize and advance a far-right agenda. These groups contribute to the backlash against racial justice efforts. Many voters in the last election supported a candidate campaigning on racial animus. The initial racial reckoning saw significant public engagement and financial commitments, but these have largely reversed. Individuals educated themselves about injustices, and companies pledged billions to address racial inequities, but the current political climate has shifted away from these commitments. The backlash involves actions that undermine progress, such as Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry renaming the Louisiana National Guard Training Center back to Camp Beauregard, a name tied to the Confederacy. This move challenges the racial reckoning and is part of a broader campaign to whitewash history. Black history is under attack, with curricula stripped of truth and DEI programs dismantled. Critical race theory is demonized, and renaming military sites after figures linked to slavery is provocative. The current backlash connects to hate groups and extremist movements, as highlighted by the SPLC's reports. These groups form the ideological home for the hard right, strategizing against marginalized communities. The SPLC warns about intensifying anti-government groups built on oppression. Copyright African Elements.